Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Self-care is all about identifying your needs and meeting them by taking the time to do activities that nurture you so you can be your best self.
Burnout in the music industry is common, but most of us don't know how to take care of ourselves. In this episode, we're going to help you with that.
Welcome to Bridge the Atlantic's B-Sides, a show where we share material that doesn't quite fit in with our weekly interview series. Here on B-Sides, we focus on empowering musicians and all creatives to craft careers by arming you with the tools you need to make it in the entertainment industry. So if you're new here, consider subscribing.
We're your hosts, music web designer Ross Barber-Smith from Scotland, owner of Electric Kiwi, where we create awesome custom websites for bands, artists, and musicians.
And I'm singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist Marcia Novelli from Canada. When I'm not releasing music or doing this show, I'm producing records or vlogging as the Crazy Vegan.
Before we jump into the episode, we just want to let you know that we are on Patreon and you can become a Bridger for as little as $1 per month. You'll gain access to our exclusive Encore series featuring never-before-seen videos with our guests, and your support will allow us to keep bringing you weekly videos here at Bridge the Atlantic.
Yes, and you can also head on over to our website to pick up one of our classy shirts here. Use the coupon code BTARocks to receive 20% off your order, and Ross and I both guarantee that you're just going to look awesome in them.
So awesome, you will not believe. So we are going to be talking about an important subject that I think we can all relate to, which is self-care, specifically in the music and creative industries.
Yeah, I think it's something that we can often overlook, you know, but taking care of ourselves is truly key in any avenue of life, but especially when you're an artist.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I think that we've spoken about this between ourselves and also with past guests, but it really is so important that we take care of ourselves. Our friend Suze from The Rockstar Advocate has a great book, which is designed to help musicians be more productive while also encouraging self-care to create that healthy balance. There's a link to get that book in the show notes, and we definitely recommend it.
Yeah, go pick it up. So, you know, just to kind of give an example of some times where the lack of self-care has just burnt me out. I've burnt myself out making albums. I put so much into my art, so much into my music. When I record an album, oftentimes afterwards, I'm just burnt. I'm done. Really, even though it's the work that's weighting us down, it really is, I think, the lack of self-care to lift us back up that really causes the most damage, you know? So, of course, when you work hard and you put a lot into something, the bad thing is not having the tools to basically lift yourself back up. You know, you're essentially emptying your vital energy without refueling. And that really is the issue, you know?
And we're not saying don't work hard. That's not the message that we want people to take away from this, but really, it's about working hard, but also recognizing that you need to take breaks, you need to set boundaries, and you need to be looking after yourself so that you can work hard when you need to, but you've got, you know, you're okay with taking the time off for yourself, because I think that's where a big problem is, particularly in like the music industry or the entertainment industry, where it's really competitive. I think we all feel like we need to be working all the time to get to that next level because we feel like everyone else is doing that too. But really, if you're working 100% all the time, it's going to take its toll. And like you said, we need to refuel that energy. But I think we need to be able to recognize when we're getting close to that point.
You know, I would go even further. I think we need to refuel it before we even realize it's emptying. You know, so if we have constant things that we do to take care of ourselves, I think we won't even ever realize that it depletes. You know what I mean? It's... basically, you know, it's like keeping your car always, you know, above half empty. You know what I mean? Sometimes I've driven my car and I've looked, oh crap, you know, I've got to refuel. I'm way at the bottom. You know, I'm going to break down here, you know,
I don't avoid getting to that.
Exactly. That point, so, you know, seeing that, you know, I see what you're saying, seeing that it's gone down just a little bit, you know, I'm getting a little tired, fuel it back up, you know, do the things you need to get yourself well. You know, and this is, I'm no stranger to this on both ends, but I as an artist, I definitely need reminders to take care of myself. You know, I've gone years just focusing, like you said, on going. You know, you said we're not telling you to not work. No, we're telling you to work harder. Work harder, but also take even extra care in doing things for yourself. When you do something for yourself, it has to be strictly because you enjoy it, to refuel your soul. You know, deep down, that's what it's all about. So, you know, I had a situation back in spring of 2015, was it? No, 2016. It was spring 2016. I entered the studio to start recording my second full-length solo album, and I went in empty. I went in burnt out. So imagine what it was like after I, you know, worked on that album. I was a bit more burnt. I was just done. You know what I mean? And it's taken me well over a year, believe it or not, to get back into the mindset and take care of myself, and I'm still working on it, to be able to get back into that. You know, so basically what I would say from my experience is the longer you go depleting your energy and not refueling it, the longer it actually could take to get your vital energy back up. You know what I mean? So again, keep it going, keep refueling, keep yourself well.
Yeah. And I think that's definitely something that people can relate to. And I really hope that they learn from what you've gone through. And I know that you, when you go back into the studio, you're probably going to approach things differently to what you did last time.
Yeah.
You're going to make sure you prepare yourself before you go. You've got all that energy. But then while you're recording, I'm sure that you'll be doing some things to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
While you're not, you know, in that zone.
Well, you know, it's really glorified, like the troubled artist that, you know, is reclusive, you know, and I can definitely relate to being that way, you know, but I think it's much more attractive to be able to express yourself through art and make the best music you can while also being well enough to be, you know, the best person you can be. In my case, the best husband and father, you know, because that's the thing too. When we overwork ourselves, you know, even if you're done, say, even if you say I'm done work at 5, you know, even if you're doing the physical act of stopping your work, that was a terrible sentence, but you know what I'm saying? You've got to also stop working in your mind here, because I can note countless times, and I'm sure you can relate to this, Ross, where even though we're done work, our minds are still working and I'm not in the moment with my family. So, you know, that it means turning off. You know, I think one of the biggest tricks is setting boundaries, right? And knowing when to turn off. This is something I've had to work on. It's taken me years and I'm still working on it. I'm not perfect at it. And as someone who struggles with perfectionism, you know, I'm really trying to remember that perfectionism is the enemy of good. You know what I mean? So sometimes we will break our own rules, but, you know, basically having a boundary that, like, at this particular time, I'm turning off my phone, you know, or I'm not going on social media or email. Again, I'm not perfect at this, but I'm trying, or at least taking breaks, you know, at least... Definitely, if you can at least start by not having your phone or not being on a device while you're eating, you know, especially if other people around. I personally find that incredibly rude.
For me, the baby step was actually just taking email off my phone completely.
Oh, really?
Because that was the one thing that was stressing me out the most, was client emails. And with most of my clients being in the US and me being in the UK, there's obviously a time difference. I would get an email. Sometimes I'd still be awake at maybe 11 or 12 at night. I would get an email and I feel like I'd have to deal with it right there and then. And then I'd be up until 3 or 4 in the morning. And then, you know, I can't really do my work properly the next day because I've been up so late, stressed out over something. Whereas now I don't have the email on my phone. I'm becoming much stricter with myself about when I do work and when I don't work. Again, sometimes I break that if there is a specific deadline that needs to be met, or, you know, so I'm not.
There are exceptions. There are exceptions. But, like, sometimes we do break our own rules. That's okay. But you have the rule set in order for you to consciously break it.
Yeah.
And knowing that there is going to be a repercussion, you might be more tired the next day, or you might need, you know, in my case, sometimes if I work a little later, that means the next morning I'm taking a little bit easier for a couple hours, you know, before I ease myself into work. So I'm just kind of shifting that time.
And that can be difficult, I think, at first to try and, you know, get to try and be okay with that. Because I know that I did struggle with that for a while, but now I'm finding that, you know, if I feel like I need to take an afternoon off because I just need an afternoon off because everything's a bit overwhelming. There's a lot of stuff that needs to be done and I can't quite get any of it done. Sometimes just taking an afternoon off and going out and just forgetting about it. Coming back the next day, sometimes I'll come back and I'll get up at 5 or 6 in the morning because I'm so excited to come back to it. Doesn't always work that way. It's not a miracle cure.
No, but it does. And I can totally relate to that, you know, but again, let me reiterate that when you do take that break and go out, you have to turn off. And this is something I'm learning to do, you know, because I can relate, you know, to what you're saying there. And especially for me, you know, and I think for a lot of artists out there, I think if we're not constantly working, we feel like we're falling behind, you know, because there's a lot of messages out there saying, you know, always say yes and always work. And, you know, are you watching TV right now? Well, maybe you could be doing something for your music or your art or anything. You know, keep in mind, you know, musicians and independent artists, we're entrepreneurs. Whether you're a musician, an actor, a director, an author, an art, you know, artist, we're entrepreneurs, you know what I mean? But that also means that we don't have the 9 to 5 that we turn off and go back, you know, and we can forget about that. It is constant, you know, so, but we do need to tell ourselves, we need to actually force ourselves to have that break, you know what I mean? Or else we will burn ourselves out. And even though there's those messages saying you could be working, yes, of course, if you're just laying on the couch all day, that's one thing. But, you know, if you are working, take those breaks, because I think, like you said, you're going to come back at it with way more energy, because we've both done Bridging Atlantic work, and we've also done our own individual, you know, my music, your web design work, when we haven't been feeling it and when we're really exhausted and nothing gets done. You know, it takes 10 times longer to do anything. It really does, because I just can't focus. My brain's confused. I'm just, you know, where if we just took that break and come back the next day, or even late, or even in an hour or 10 minutes later, we most likely would be able to be a lot more efficient, you know, and get more done and feel better about it. You know, I love that you said taking the email off your phone. I haven't done that yet. And I'm, you know, I am one of those people that have to just check that person emailed back or that this go through, you know, and I'm working on it. I am working on it. But I think what you're teaching me by taking email off your phone is that you don't have to be available 24/7, even if we think that we do.
You don't. And yeah, and again, like, I think I remember being told in the music industry, you have to be available 24/7 or someone else is going to get the job or someone else is going to get that gig, or, you know, you're going to miss opportunities because you're not available 24/7. And I just think I tried being available 24/7, and now I'm not available 24/7. I've not missed anything.
You know, there might be some truth to that. You might miss an opportunity, but at what cost? You know, you've got to look. And I mean, there's a balance. Of course, you should try to be as available as possible. But I mean, I think there's very few opportunities that if you don't reply back in like 10 minutes, like, you're not, I think it can wait overnight till the next morning. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or later in the day. So, but there might be some truth to that, but at the same time, what's more important? Like,
yeah, it just depends on where you put the value. And I think that, you know, by being that available for a couple of years, I realize that it's exhausting more than anything.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, we don't do our best work when we're that exhausted. So I had to make that decision, and it's been, I think I've had my email off my phone for at least a year.
Yeah.
Actually probably longer than that. And I've never once thought, oh, I should really put my email back on my phone.
No, you know what? This is what happens when we're overly available and when we overwork. It's not just ourselves that suffer. I mean, that is the biggest thing that takes the hit, but also our friends and family suffer. You know what I mean? Because one, you're stealing time that you could be spending with your loved ones. And two, even when you're there, you're not necessarily there. You know what I mean? Like, I know I've been in situations where, I've noticed in other people, which helps reflect it myself. And when I'm with other people, I'm like, you're just not here with me right now. You know, you might physically be here, but you're not here. And then I sit back and think, is that what I'm like, you know, when I'm sometimes with loved ones, you know, am I not fully there? So that really takes a conscious decision. And, you know, it takes some time, whether you take the psychological or spiritual route on that, or even simply taking a few deep breaths. I mean, everyone can agree that if we just stop for a moment, take a few deep breaths, I mean, there's science behind this, it will actually relax our whole nervous system and bring us down to a place where we're feeling better, but also it actually makes us healthier. And I also think we should talk a little bit about some confusion to doing things for yourself. I think that, you know, people might say, well, I'm sending emails, that's doing something for myself, you know, or I'm making phone calls, that's doing something for yourself. No, it's doing something for your career. That's a separate thing from yourself. Yourself is separate from all goals, expectations, and standards that you have, you know? So the whole point is for a designated period of time, letting go of all that. That might mean that you're, you know, going for a run could be a great thing that you're doing because you love doing it. Now, I love running, but I also got into a situation a couple of years ago where I was running every day, and that sounds great, right? It does sound great. And there takes some discipline. It's a fine line. You know, you got to push yourself to do this, but there were days, and that's fine, but there were days when if I didn't go, I was mad at myself and, you know, feeling shame and guilt and my self-esteem was low that day because I didn't do that. Now, that is not taking care of yourself. Taking care of yourself is doing something good. But if you don't happen to do it, that's okay. You know, so it's not, it's, so the whole point is not having stipulations. You know, you should never earn it. And you and I have done this, Ross. You have I done, well, once we complete this, then we could do this. And that's, you know, there is some great, there is a great incentive, you know, have a reward, you know, that will help you get things done. That, there's nothing wrong with that. Like, you know, we're going to do this and then we're going to do this. Sure. But only ever enjoying something because you've earned it. What kind of message does that send to yourself? That you're only worth it if you accomplish something? Then you start tying your self-worth to whether or not you've accomplished something. But you're already good enough as you are. You know what I mean? You already earn good. You already deserve good things. You know, so this is something that, you know, I've done some work on through psychotherapy, and I've learned a little bit and I'm working on it, you know, but we should definitely never earn our own self-care, and we should never see any other benefit to self-care rather than just treating ourselves well and making sure we're well.
Absolutely. So, I mean, some of the things that that, you know, you can do to take care of yourself, things that you can do just because you want to do them, it could be stuff like going out to dinner, playing video games, watching your favorite show, spending time with family and friends. There's so many things that you can do that will kind of take you away from your work, that will just allow you to enjoy your time. And that's really kind of what a big part of self-care is all about.
And when you're there, don't just physically be there. Be there with your mind, your heart, and your spirit. Be there. You know what I mean? Put down the phone for a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, you know, we all have our smartphones. We all use it. Smartphones. We all use it, you know, and it's a great tool, but it's a tool. You know what I mean? Just like our minds are tools, but we need to know how to have control over it and how to set it aside for a period of time. So, you know, go at it, be in it, but just have your whole spirit in it, you know, in any activity that you're doing, and do it for the right reasons. You know, we all do things that we have to sometimes, and, you know, exercising, I'm not, even if you don't enjoy it, I'm not saying not to do it. Exercise, get out there, exercise, eat well, do those things. But we're saying, if that's something, like a lot of people go to the gym because they, it's the right thing, keep doing that. It's mostly why I do it, you know, but unless you really enjoy it, find, you know, that's, you might say, because I thought, well, I go to the gym all the time, that's self-care. But I'm going to the gym to be healthy. You know, I should probably find something that I'm not doing for any other reason because I enjoy it. One of those things is watching some of my favorite shows. I'm not going to benefit at all from that other than laughing and enjoying it. You know, my wife and I will watch some of our favorite shows. And there's that for me is self-care. That's just one example. Yoga, all these wonderful things that we do.
Yeah. Lots of the things that you can do.
But and it's really specific.
Find what you enjoy to do that's completely separate from your work, something that you enjoy doing just for the sake of doing it.
Absolutely.
And do more of that.
That was a great one today.
If that involves listening to more of Bridgie Alente, no.
Exactly. Well, you also benefit, but, you know, we're not saying not to listen now.
No. So for more from us, you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And don't forget to visit our website and pick up one of these shirts while you're there.
Yeah. I do want to let you know that I'm working on a new solo album, and you can check out my music on Spotify and iTunes and just about everywhere and anywhere you like to stream or download music. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, which are all my name, Marcio Novelli.
And I'm working on websites for various artists at the moment. You can check out my work at electrickiwi.co.uk. You'll find me on Twitter and Instagram as Electric Kiwi, and on Facebook, Electric Kiwi Design.
This episode was brought to you by 30 Roses, a virtual assistant and consultant to musicians and other creatives, as well as Music Entrepreneur HQ and Social Surge. All links are in the description, so please check them out because they do what, Ross?
They keep the show alive.
There we are.
And if you would like to sponsor the show, visit patreon.com/bridgetheatlantic. We have recently updated our rewards, which now include sponsorship at the start of our interviews, as well as an opportunity for you to co-host an episode of Bridge the Atlantic. And of course, gain access to our new Encore series. Make sure to subscribe on YouTube and iTunes so you don't miss any episodes, and leave us a comment. And let us know what you think of this show.
Definitely head over to Patreon. We want you to check out that Encore series. It's exclusive. It's only for our patrons, and it's special. That's just about it, though. I think I really enjoyed doing this today. I know I really enjoyed doing this today. And then I'm going to go off and take care of myself. I'm just going to relax and watch something. So we'll be back next week with a brand new interview, everyone. And make sure to catch B-side episodes on the last Tuesday of every month.
Yeah, see you guys there.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.